China Kids English
中国少年英语报双语故事会2024年7、8月合刊
Page 2
Day into night
天色将晚
So long, bright daylight.I have all your wonders in my heart. Welcome back, colorful evening sky. I like to see how you clothe the birds passing by.
暂且再见了，明亮的日光。你所有的奇迹，我都存在心底。欢迎回来，绚丽的傍晚天空。我爱看你为飞鸟披上霞光衣裳。
Page 4 Story Garden
精灵花园
Song of the Lighthouse
灯塔之歌
Man gave us a body.So that we can give light. The sea gave us life, so that we can sing. On the dangerous rocks I stand. In the middle of the sea I sing. I am a lighthouse, empty for long. Star is my name.
You sing very well.
Says the boy by the corner. He looks wet and cold and unafraid. Over the years, who should talk to me but a boy? A while ago, I saw him out at the night sea. The waves took his boat. He swam to me. Boy, what brought you here?
Your light and singing.
I mean, what brought you here to the sea?
I came to find, says the boy. I live in a seaside village with Lily and Duff. We are a happy family, but they never let me go near the sea. I heard people talk.About how my real parents went to sea and never came back. And Lily and Duff took me in. Angry, I took Duff's boat out. I often sneak out to the beach. To me, the sea is alive. Alive it is. Over 100 years ago, when I first lit up the dark sea.I felt its life. It hugged and ran through me, making me alive. I watch and listen and feel. Waves rise and fall. Nights become days. Boats come and go. I sing of life, of the sea and everything in its arms. And I'm not alone.All the seas are one. The running water brings me songs of all lighthouses, wherever they stand. We were built to light up. We were built for man to take over the sea. But can they? The sea gave us life so that we can sing.I'm singing my morning song when I see a boat coming. A name is called out. It's the sleeping boy's name. Two people are in that boat. They are Lily and Duff. They didn't bring the boy to this world. They are the ones who bring the world to him. One day,He'll sing his song, of life, and of things lost and found.
Word box.
小词库
Life.
生命
Lighthouse.
灯塔
Wave.
海浪波涛
Real.
真正的
Sneak.
偷偷地走，溜。
Alive.
活着。
Light.
照亮，过去式。
Lit. Hug.
拥抱。
Alone.
独自。
Page 9. Magic Map.
魔法地图
Robert's Lighthouse.
罗伯特的灯塔喜欢冒险的小女孩茉莉会说话的地图先生茉莉和地图先生在时空中穿梭旅行偶尔迷路。这一次，他们来到1861年的苏格兰，遇见即将在故事中建造灯塔，建造更广阔人生的男孩罗伯特。1861年，苏格兰爱丁堡。
The sky is high. The grasses are many. The world seems big for a small boy. Robert is his name.He's always been sick in bed. Only in summer can he go out and play. Molly and Mr. Map just met Robert on the hill. The wind smells like the sea. The sea's over there, says Robert. My grandfather, father, and uncles work there.They build lighthouses. Father hopes I'll be like them, lighting up the Stevenson family name and the seas of Scotland. I'm not sure if I want that.
1878年，大西洋。
A lighthouse grows bigger in front of Robert's eyes. That's one of the Stevenson lighthouses.For years, it has been standing there, showing the way. Father comes to examine it. Robert comes with him. Robert is no lighthouse builder. He tried, but he's not cut out for that. Even so, he loves the sea as much as the other Stevenson men.He loves the sea stories father and grandfather tell him. His family lives mostly at sea. He lives in books. The sea of stories. Time comes for Robert to be what he is. It starts with a map. That night, Robert, a father, draws a map for little Lloyd.He draws seas, much like the seas his father has traveled. He draws islands and trees. He writes, Treasure Island, on the map. From these two words, Robert imagines evil faces, a brave boy, and a great journey. He builds them into a book, Treasure Island.Robert reads his father this story. His father smiles. He knows Robert has found his way to shine, though not in the Stevenson way.
1889年，南太平洋。
Soft waves come and go. Under a tree, Robert, a writer, sits quietly. He's been traveling around for long. The air of the South Seas does him good. He'll stay. Not far away, a white lighthouse stands high. Robert watches it. He never lights up the seas with lighthouses, yet he builds his lighthouse with stories and poems to light up many a heart. In 1894, people of the South Seas said goodbye to Robert Louis Stevenson, their Tusitala, teller of tales. He was buried up on a hill, facing the sea.
Word box.
小词库.
Smell.
有或发出气味.
Examine.
仔细的检查.
Island.
岛.
Treasure.
金银财宝、珠宝。
Imagine.
想象、设想。
Evil.
邪恶的。
Journey.
有指长途旅行。
Shine.
出色、出类拔萃。
Poem.
诗。
Heart.
内心。
Bury.
埋葬、安葬。过去分词。
Buried.
Page 14.
Philosopher's Class.
哲学家小课堂。
To grasp.
领悟。亚里士多德。
Aristotle.
古希腊伟大的哲学家、科学家、教育家。他在雅典创办了一所叫吕克昂的学校，是逍遥学派的活动中心。也是古希腊科学发展的中心之一。
One day, a woodman went out to work. He ran into an animal. He had never seen anything like that. The woodman tried to catch it. Yet, before he moved a bit, the animal jumped off.
You'll never catch me!said the animal.
It could always grasp what others were thinking before they could act. Grasp was its name. The woodman tried again. Grasp jumped off. The woodman wanted to wait his chance.
Good thinking, said Grasp. But the chance will never come.
Thus, the woodman gave up and went on working. Tired, he lost hold of his axe. It fell and knocked Grasp out. Easily, the woodman caught it.
What does the woodman's story teach you?
Asked Aristotle. He was giving his students a lesson in the valley. The students said nothing.For them, Aristotle's ideas were always too hard to grasp.
Take it easy, children. The more you want to grasp a thing, the more difficult it will become. Just let it be. Then true answers will come to you,
said Aristotle.
Word box.
小词库
Woodman
伐木工，樵夫。
Grasp，
理解，领悟。
Chance，
时机。
Axe，
斧。
Philosopher's quote，
哲言小卡片。
One swallow doesn't make a summer. Aristotle.
一雁不成夏，亚里士多德。
Page 17.
Myth Valley.
神话谷。
The Nine Muses.
九位缪斯女神。
A Greek myth.
希腊神话故事。
Under the stars, the nine muses sat close to their mother, Mnemosyne. They listened happily to her stories. The wind was cool. Mnemosyne draped her long hair around the little girls like a tent. Mnemosyne was the goddess of memory. Her memory was as long as her beautiful hair. She told them about the sun and the stars, the gods and the men. She also told them a lot about their father, the great Zeus. When they grew bigger, the muses turned the stories into plays and dances. They borrowed capes from Selene, the goddess of the moon. They borrowed a peacock carriage from Hera, queen of the gods. They even borrowed a thunderbolt from Zeus, king of the gods. The young goddesses put on shows in front of the gods on Mount Olympus. The gods loved these shows. They lent a hand to the clever muses. Apollo was the god of light and music. He taught the muses to sing together. The muses' voices were sweet and fine. Their songs flew out of Mount Olympus and all the way to the earth. Hearing the songs, artists had new ideas. Then they created wonderful stories, paintings, and music. When artists needed inspiration, they called to the muses for help. The muses always listened quietly and answered with beautiful songs.
Word box.
小词库。
Drape.
将衣服、织物等悬挂、披。
Tent.
帐篷。
Goddess，
女神。
Memory，
记忆。
God，
神。
Cape，
披风、短斗篷。
Carriage。
四轮马车。
Thunderbolt，
雷电、霹雳。
Inspiration，
灵感。
Page 25。
Beauty of poetry，
静听诗歌。风，罗隐。不论平地与山间，无限风光尽被占。采得百花成蜜后，为谁辛苦为谁甜。
To the bee. on the plain or atop the hill. Of beauty, you enjoy your fill. You gather honey from flowers sweet. For whom are you busy and fleet?
Word box.
小词库。
Plain.
平原。
Fill.
足够的量。
Gather.
采集。
Fleet.
快速的。
Page 26.
A dragonfly.
蜻蜓.
When the heat of the summer made drowsy the land, a dragonfly came and sat on my hand. With its blue jointed body and wings like spun glass, it lit on my fingers.As though they were grass.
夏的温热里，大地昏昏欲睡。一只蜻蜓来访，轻落我手上。它身体莹蓝，节节分明，双翼透明如薄薄玻璃。缤纷光芒点亮手指，就像点亮鲜绿草叶。
Word box.
小词库。
Heat.
炎热天气。
Drowsy.
困倦的。
Jointed.
有关节的。
Finger.
手指。
Page 28. See the world.
漂流瓶。
Let the Olympic flame be your guide.
奥运圣火采集之旅。又逢四年一度的夏季奥运会。全世界的目光聚焦法国巴黎，在开幕式上，圣火是一道亮丽的风景线。
How to get the Olympic flame? Let's go and see. The lighting of the Olympic flame.
圣火如何点燃？
As the home of the Olympic Games, Olympia, Greece.Is the place for the lighting of the Olympic flame. The flame is always lit by the sun's light. When the weather is bad,
天气糟糕怎么办?
On a sunny day before the lighting day, a flame is lit and kept in its lamp. If it's cloudy or rainy on the big day,Everything will be fine with this plan B. An old ceremony.
古老的仪式。
A few months before the Olympic Games, a ceremony takes place in Olympia. At the ceremony, a group of young dancers show how the games were like in the old times.At the opening of the games,
圣火来到奥运开幕式。
After the ceremony, the flame starts its journey by torch from Olympia to the host city of the Olympic Games. This summer, the flame goes to Paris. On July the 26th, it will be lit at the opening of the games. Let's watch together.
Word box.
小词库。
Olympic.
奥林匹克运动会的。
Light.
点燃。 点火，过去分词。
Lit. Flame.
火焰。
Plan B.
第一方案不可行的情况下使用的第二行动方案，次选方案。
Ceremony.
典礼，仪式。
Torch.
火炬。
Host.
东道主，主办国或城市、机构。
Page 31. Star Forest.
星星森林。
Michael Phelps, swimming for Olympic gold.
迈克尔·菲尔普斯为奥运金牌而游。
Who has the most Olympic gold medals of all time? The answer is American swimmer Michael Phelps. On June the 30th, 1985, Michael Phelps was born in Maryland, USA. His father was a policeman. His mother was a middle school teacher. Phelps's two older sisters swam, so he swam too. At first, he was afraid to put his face underwater. His swimming teacher taught him the backstroke. Then Phelps felt more comfortable in the water. School was hard for Phelps. Other kids would make fun of him and call him Big Ears. Because he had ADHD, Phelps couldn't sit through classes. In the pool, his ADHD was never a problem. He could swim for up to 3 hours after school. At 11, Phelps started to work with coach Bob Bowman. Bob saw Phelps had long arms, big hands, short legs, big feet, and a long body. He felt that Phelps could be a great swimmer. With the help of Bob, Phelps soon became one of the best swimmers in the USA. He went to his first Olympics in 2000 in Sydney, Australia. He finished fifth in the 200-meter butterfly. Phelps worked harder on all four strokes. 4 years later, he won 6 gold medals at the 2004 Olympics in Athens, Greece. All eyes were on Phelps at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, China. He wanted to win 8 gold medals. Phelps easily took the gold in his first 6 events and last one. The 7th event was the 100-meter butterfly. Milorad Kovic of Serbia was in front of Phelps. Phelps took one more half stroke while Kovic glided into a wall. Phelps came from behind. He won by 0.01 seconds. Phelps kept going. He won 9 more gold medals in the next 2 Olympics. With 23 Olympic gold medals, Phelps became one of the greatest Olympic athletes. After going back to the USA, he encouraged kids to swim. He also encouraged them to have dreams. Dream as big as you can dream, and anything is possible, said Phelps.
Word box.
小词库。
Medal.
奖章。
Backstroke.
仰泳。
Comfortable.
舒服的。
ADHD.
儿童多动症。
Coach.
体育运动的教练。
Butterfly.
蝶泳。
stroke.
划水动作。
Win.
赢得，过去式。
Won. Event.
体育运动的比赛项目。
Glide.
滑行，滑动。
Athlete.
运动员。
Encourage.
鼓励。
Possible.
可能，能做到，或取得。
Page 35. Folktale House.
民间故事屋。
The Maiden's Tower.
少女塔。
A Turkish folktale.
土耳其民间故事。
Long, long ago, there was a beautiful kingdom. One night, the king had a bad dream. In the dream, a man told him,
A snake will take the princess's life on her 18th birthday.
The king loved his daughter so much. The dream made him sad. To stop the dream from coming true, the king took his daughter to a small island.
No snake can come here, the king said. Be happy and don't worry about us.
On the small island, there was a tower. The princess would stay here before she turned 18. Years flew by, and the princess's 18th birthday came. The king asked people to pick fresh fruits from all over the kingdom. These were a present for his daughter. The king then went to the small island by boat. He was happy, for the bad dream would never come true after this day. The king handed the present to the princess. Just then, a snake came out and bit her hand.
Doctor!
The king called. The princess was soon as pale as a white rose. The doctor took a look and said nothing. That bad dream had come true. The king was very sad. He named the place Maiden's Tower as a memorial to his daughter.
Word box.
小词库
Kingdom.
王国
Dream.
梦睡梦
Princess.
公主
Worry.
担心
Tower.
塔
Fresh
新鲜的刚摘的
Bite
咬过去式
Bit Pale
苍白的
Maiden
少女
Memorial
纪念物。
Page 43.
Rabbit's wish list.
兔子的愿望清单。
Rabbit's summer drinks.
兔子的夏日特饮。
Come with me, Clara.
Rabbit's home.
Help me get some ice and fruit from the fridge.
Rabbit's wish list. Drink booth.
Clara?
Wait!
Done. Let's go. Rabbit's summer drinks. Come and try.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.